Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We've got the magical scene between the main character and Sadie. This is it. This is a lovemaking scene. So let's go ahead and get started with the most romantic scene in the game. Oh. Damn. I love how she tastes. You're so damn awesome at this, babe. Could just eat her up all day long. Still, I want to hear her moan harder. Grim, don't stop. Oh, I'm only just starting. Pulling your hand.
Your hand back, you add a second finger into the mix. And push them both inside.
Ah, perfect. Yeah, she definitely liked that.
Waiting for Sadie to familiarize herself with your fingers, you keep it slow and steady. Carefully spreading her juices around your fingers, making them nice and slippery.
Ugh, faster! Oh, she's definitely in the mood.
Building up speed, you thrust your hand harder, pushing your fingers deeper.
Yes! I fucking love this! And I fucking love this pussy!
Hardening your tongue. You drag it over her sensitive clit.
Just can't get enough of it, especially how she squirms on my hand. Faster!
Almost overwhelmed, Sadie pushes you down harder, begging you to up your game.
Oh no, not yet. I'll make her come like crazy, but not like this. You see something for a second, guys. No, shouldn't be. It's my fans. Just close the window. Yeah, just my fans. Alright. I don't think you guys saw the fans. But anyway, I was trying to see if that had anything to do, because the game seemed to be running slow with the audio samples. Please! Oh, God! Faster, please! Okay, now or never! You're gonna make me come, Grim.
Suddenly pulling your hand back, you straighten your pinky finger and properly collect some juices sliding out of Sadie's pussy.
That should do the trick!
Still holding two fingers inside her pussy, you place your pinky right in front her back door.
I'll make her come so hard. When we get to fucking, I'll be able to do what I want with her.
Sadie's hips wiggle, giving you approval to continue what you're doing.
Better not keep the lady waiting, right?
Pushing your hand forward, your fingers slide into both her holes. Pushing in as far as they can.
Oh, yes, fuck!
Wasting no time, you thrust faster while still eating out her pussy. In response, Sadie puts her other hand onto your head, pushing you even harder against herself. Not giving in, you push on through, determined to make her finish. Sadie's holes rapidly clench with each thrust, with her still holding you down.
For fuck, can't go much longer.
Shifting gears, you start ramming your hand inside with each stroke, bringing her to climax.
Oh my god!
Her holes tighten as the built-up pressure inside becomes unbearable and pushes you out along with a flow of juices.
Oh fuck!
Finally, Sadie's releases you from her grip, her body shriveling in pleasure.
I don't even need to fake that. The coughing, I think I got that down, unfortunately. You okay there? What? What do you think? Think I did a good job. Oh, you did an excellent job, babe. Now come here and make love to me.
Saying this, Sadie wraps around you, opening her legs up to make room for you.
God, you're gorgeous. I love you so much. Love you too.
Gently, your hips move forward, placing your cock between her lips. Instantly, Sadie shudders from the overwhelming pleasure of your tip rubbing against her. Taking a swing back, you place yourself in line with her and slowly push in.
Mmm, it's like Campbell's soup. So amazing!
Slowly thrusting, you carefully envelop your cock in her juices.
Oh, how I love your cock. And you, of course.
Constantly, your cock throbs with excitement as her moist pussy warms you up.
Fuck, I got so horny while eating her out!
Being already close to the edge, you try taking it easy.
God, you're so beautiful. Especially when naked. I can stay naked for as long as you want. Oh, how I wish you could. One day I'll... Oh, loud moan. Oh, you know what that is. I'll make your wish come true. Just being with you is my biggest wish. Honestly, I don't want it to ever end. But me neither.
Her hand slides down your cheek and over your chest.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
Reaching for her clit.
You make love to me harder.
As you comply to her wishes, Sadie starts rubbing herself slowly, making her pussy clench harder around your cock.
Holy fuck, she's getting so tight. If I keep this up, I'll make her come all night long.
Sadie's enjoyment motivates you to push your limits, taking control over the urge to climax.
Push it to the limit.
Building up speed, you feel her slowly succumb to the pleasure.
Never giving up. Can't sing at all right now, because I got this gold. Can I really make her come again this soon? Glad she's enjoying herself as much as I am. What's so funny? Nothing. Just happy when I'm with you. Such a smooth answer.
Removing the hand from her pussy, Sadie lifts her legs and places them against your chest.
Believe me, I'm just as happy as you. And I'm not just saying that because you're fucking me like a machine. I'm well aware.
Getting ready, Sadie grips onto the pillow, biting down on her lip. Seeing the lustful gaze, you instantly know what she wants. Passionately thrusting your hips, using Sadie's knees as springs.
You can do that.
You ram yourself, both in and out, making her grip increase.
Ah! That's probably not what it sounded like. She's close again. I can feel it. Loud moan.
Her inner walls suddenly clench, pushing your cock out.
Whoops, we're having some problems with my sound right now. Ah!
Quickly grabbing your cock, you slide it across Sadie's pussy. Rubbing her clit with your tip.
For fuck!
She quickly grabs you by the shoulders, moving you down next to her. Finally, your girlfriend mounts you, moving her chest onto yours.
Oh, God. Giggle.
Grabbing hold of your cock, she slides it back inside.
Ah, holy fuck, she's so tight. I can't go faster yet. God, I'm still coming. Just take your time. I'm not going anywhere.
Slowly, Sadie moves as your cock barely moves through her inner walls. Still recovering from her previous climax, Sadie takes it easy, careful not to overwhelm herself.
Oh, fuck, this is so good. Think I'm better now, and ready for more. Don't force yourself too much.
Wouldn't want you getting hurt. Oh, shut up. Besides, I can't leave you hanging. Oh, excuse me. Besides, I can't leave you hanging. Oh, you don't need to worry about me. I'm so damn close, I could nut any second. Could nut any second. Well, don't do it just yet. I still want to enjoy myself a bit. Don't you worry. I plan on making love to you as long as possible. Which, let's be real, will be very soon. Just looking at her makes me want to nut! How the fuck did I get so lucky? Somehow managed to land a girl like you. Oh, stop it. You're... Ah, moan. Alright. Angles here, guys. The best thing that ever happened to me.
Sadie squeezes her chest harder while you help her rub hips against you. Taking in more and more of your cock with each thrust. Making her pussy loosen, giving you more space to fill.
Loud moan. Oh yeah, I'm gonna come again. Again? Holy shit!
Sadie lifts her legs, putting herself onto her feet. Searching for stability, she places both hands against your chest, squishing her tits for you to enjoy.
Fuck, you're perfect. Moan, giggle. I know, it's so robotic.
Pushing her weight onto your chest, Sadie's ass bounces.
Yep, her ass bounces.
Sliding herself along your length. Placing both hands below her, you help Sadie with the movements. Making her speed up even more.
Four! Keep this up. Yes, I'm gonna come again! Come again!
Taking a deep breath, you manage enduring a few moments more. Determined to make Sadie finish once more.
That is a nice gif. Gif. I'm not talking peanut butter here.
Finish with you this time.
Shit, I hope she's close. She's gripping me so hard again. I don't know how much I'll last. That's it. I'm there. Hope this is it, because I can't hold it a second more.
Sadie digs fingers deep into your chest as her head falls forward. Your girlfriend's pussy grows tighter with each second, making the pressure in your balls quickly build up.
Uh-oh. Can't take the pressure. Can't take the pressure. I'm so close. Come inside me. To just come inside me and come with me. Oh, yeah.
Suddenly, Sadie stops in her place, her body shuddering on top of yours, practically vibrating around your girth. Her inner walls clench with unbearable force, bringing you to your end.
Not like that, guys. I'm coming! Oh, Graham!
Your cock twitches inside as you start ejaculating. Bringing your girl to her third climax of the night, along with it.
Fuck me! You know, I think she's already been fucked. It's like, again? Are you sure? You want to go for 4 and 5?
Sadie's body shudders intensely as she lowers herself down. Where you embrace her in a hug. Holding yourselves in each other's arms, Sadie lies on top as you both take a moment.
That was... wow! Yeah, that's exactly how I describe it.
Your arm resting on her naked body, you feel goosebumps rise on her skin.
You're cold. Only a little. We better get dressed then. No point shivering if we don't have to, right? Guess so.
As she slides off you, Sadie brings herself to her feet. However, while doing so, she accidentally hits the ladder.
Oh, shit! Yeah. She and I both agree on that one, folks. That is an oh shit moment. How the fuck are we gonna get back down from here? And they don't have any clothes on. Well, no, I think they actually have their clothes still.
Sending it falling back. Before hitting the ground below with a loud thud.
Uh-oh. Fuck, that's not good. Sorry. It's fine, we'll figure something out.
Looking over the edge with her, you realize how far the drop is.
Okay, so anybody that knows anything about mathematics and statistics, do you think if they ran off the roof and jumped into the pool, they would survive? I mean, you see that kind of stuff in, like, movies and stuff, and you're wondering, can you actually jump off a fucking building, land in a pool, and survive? Well, like, maybe not hit the bottom of the pool? I guess it would depend on how deep the pool is, right? Don't think we could jump from here. Nope, wouldn't say so.
Then, as worry starts taking over, your eyes shift towards the pool.
Unless... what, you have an idea? Yep, and it's right there. Where? That body of water over there. Come, woman, we will attempt to jump from the roof and land into the pool. Now, if this doesn't work, we'll break every bone in our body. We'll both be invalids for the rest of our life. But if it does work... I mean, literally, that's pretty much what's going on here, guys. So, let's jump. Jump? Are you crazy? We can totally make it, Sade. Like, we can do it. You don't know that for sure. Have a little faith. Oh, man. You better hope Jesus is behind y'all on this one, because... woo! That right there, if you miss 1 inch, you're dead. Not even a little bit dead. Completely dead. Gravity doesn't care about faith, so why would I?
Taking her hand, you smile at her confidently.
Sadie, we got this. I know it. Why don't you pick her up and throw her in? You know, if I get this wrong, you were the best girl I've ever known. What's gotten into you? Not sure. I just feel like I can do anything. Uh-oh. Don't be He-Man. With you by my side, that is. It's got the I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. He's like, I'm gonna jump off this roof and slam into this pool. I'm a Michael Jordan, this motherfucker. Alright, let's see you try it. Grim, you don't believe me? Okay.
Moving all the way back against the wall. You ready yourself?
You gotta do a real life running jump. Just like in the video games. Where you gotta go back, run, and then leap right at the right time. And then hopefully you'll survive. Moving all the way, okay. No, don't you dare! Too late. It's happening, Sadie. I got Mario on one side and Jesus on the other. Let's get this going. I swear, if you cripple yourself, I'm not gonna spend the rest of my life wiping your careless ass.
As calm as one can be, you look at her panic-stricken face.
I got this. Trust me.
Finally, you bolt forward.
Oh no, here we go! He's gonna do a real fucking running leap. Wait!
Grabbing your hand mid-run, Sadie races ahead.
Oh no!
Off the rooftop with you, hand in hand.
And that was the last we saw of them. And then all of a sudden, the credits in Seton Games. It's like, well damn, I didn't expect it to end like that. Woo! Ah, we're gonna make it, Sade! Are you really sure you're gonna make it? Fuck! They made it! It wasn't really that far. Like, I'm looking at the distance. They could have made it. Yeah. Like, I would have made that. That's a pretty fair jump. That's not like a giant leap.
Sinking below the water, the ripples quickly settle. Right before...
We did it! We actually made it! Are you fucking crazy? Could say the same to you. Well, couldn't let you do it alone, right? Actually, you could've. Still, the fact that you didn't, well... You really are my ride or die, huh? That's exactly what I expected him to say. She's his ride or die, she's the woman in his corner. Hey, ladies watching this, this is how you're actually supposed to be with your man. And don't give me, well, there ain't no man in the world that's good enough for me to be like that. Well, there might not be, but, I mean, if you do find one, that's how you're really supposed to do the thing. Like, if you're not in his corner, who else is gonna be, right? Looks like it. Sadly, seems it'll can we talk today? Sadly, seems it'll eventually end up getting me killed. Never.
Taking her face in your hands. You kiss her. Still in awe of what she just did. How she proved, without a shadow of a doubt, that she's your partner. And is willing to be right up until the very end. The following night.
What? You could have killed yourselves, you dumbasses. It boggles my mind how stupid some people can sometimes be. It's not that big of a deal, guys. You jump from the roof into a pool. That's kind of nuts, Grim. You don't understand, it was special. It was idiotic. Now Sadie's at my place with a cold. She would have the cold anyway. They had sex in the cold. You kind of get colds from being in the cold. That's why they call it a fucking cold. If it was a hot, you would get it from being in the heat. She didn't get the cold from that. Well, whatever. You're both idiots. That's all I know. Why's she at your place again, Viv? I don't know, guess we kinda became closer recently. Seems more like she didn't want to spend the day with Laura. That too. Right then, Pete walks into the bar.
And as usual, carrying with him a big smile. As well as the terrible bruise that he so clumsily obtained a couple days before.
Hey everyone! Oh hey there! I see you got a few customers tonight. That's good! Yeah, it's not bad. Definitely more than I was expecting to have. That deal with Henry must already be paying off. That's not really how it works, Pete. No? Well, whatever it is, I'm stoked for you all.
Getting off her stool, Vivian pats his shoulder while addressing the rest of you.
As much as I'd love to stay and chat, like I said, I better go. Oh, you have somewhere you need to be? Yeah, home. Can't leave Sadie all by her lonesome, can I? Sadie? Don't ask, long story. Okay. See y'all tomorrow then. No worries. You stayed longer than I expected, so consider me already impressed. Better get used to that, Grace. I really plan on pulling my weight from now on. Uh-huh. I'll believe it when I see it. Now go. Get out of here. Nice seeing you again, Pete. Yeah, same. With her work for the evening done...
Vivian heads out of the bar.
However, just as she's about to leave...
Just as she's about to leave, to everyone's great surprise...
Cindy walks through the door.
Cindy walks through the door.
Cindy? Oh, hi, Viv. Everything okay? Didn't expect you to show up here. Well, the thing is... There are some things I wanted to say. Mainly to Grace. Right, then I'll let you do that. Thanks. Offering Cindy a solace-filled smile.
Solace-filled smile. Vivian leaves.
Call me, okay? Yeah, sure thing. With another smile, she finally disappears.
She finally disappears.
The door closing behind her.
The door closing behind her.
Cindy! I can't believe she's actually here. Does she want to make up with Grace? I hope you don't mind me showing up like this. No, of course. Not at all. I'm really, really happy to see you here. Wanted to speak to you ever since that night. Hello there. Hi. I apologize if this is crossing the line, but I'd like to offer my sincerest condolences to your father, even though he's the one who killed him. Thank you. Actually, we heard from the police. They identified the man with the gun. It's you, Pete! You did? What'd they say? I hope it's good news. Yeah, me too. Not really. They hadn't found him yet, but they did find something in our house. What? What kind of thing? His nerves quickly ramping up.
Pete's mind races as he tries thinking of what it could be. What he could have left.
Fuck! They found some fingerprints in his bedroom. You idiot! What were you thinking being so careless? You mean fingerprints that aren't any of yours? Yeah. Apparently they'll be running them tomorrow to see if they find a match. It's too soon. I didn't do everything I need to. Not yet. Not when I'm so close. It's good they found something, right? Now they'll be able to have a direction to head in, most likely. I suppose it's just to think that someone else could have been there. Maybe. Maybe what? Maybe he didn't commit, you know. What if there's more to it than we know? Clever little bitch, isn't she? Let's just wait and see what happens. There's no use in speculating. Right. Turning her attention to another matter.
Turning her attention to another matter, Cindy turns to Grace.
By the way, do you think you and I could talk? Really? Yeah, I think we should. We owe ourselves that much.
Hearing Cindy say this, Grace's face instantly lights up.
Getting teary-eyed in the process? Yes, I'd love that. Great, so where should we follow me?
Stepping away from the bar, the two girls head off towards the hallway.
Take your time. We will, and we'll need it. Finally, they're gone. Gone to hash out the revelation that might have very well ruined their relationship. The revelation, rather. Trying to read a little fast. It's good that they're doing this. Yeah, it really is. Oh, did that dumbass leave? Oh, whose is this? Vivian's. I swear that woman forgets her phone more than anyone I ever met. Should we get it to her? She did only leave like a few minutes ago. Nah, let's teach her a lesson. If she wants it, she can come get it. I'll take it to her. Huh? Like you said, she only just left and I gotta go now anyway.
He nervously laughs, trying his best not to seem panicked and desperate.
This is my chance, probably the only one I'll have, too. Can't let it slip through my fingers. You really want to do that? Are you sure? Absolutely. Just give me the phone and tell me which direction she went in. She went east. If you run, you'll catch her in no time. Great. Now hand me the phone and I'll leave right away. You alright, Pete? Yeah, I'm great. Never better. So, just give me the damn phone already. Jeez, what's up with this guy? Right, guess I'll be off. See you guys soon.
Before either of you get a chance to properly bid farewell, he darts out of the bar.
Well, that was weird. No shit. Now that I think about it, he has been acting a little weirdly lately. No? I mean, extra weird? Yeah, he really has. Oh, shit, I'm tired as hell. Not sure how I'm gonna fare when Henry starts giving us events to work on. Still, it's a good tired, a productive one. Also, to be honest, it's kind of making me excited for the future. For all our futures.
As she continues along her way, feeling positive about what's hopefully to come. Little does she know she's being followed.
Uh-oh.
Nor how dangerous the person following her truly is.
Hey, you guys noticed something about Pete? He looks a little bit like Sebastian. I'm wondering if Pete's gonna end up being the son of Sebastian that he never knew he had or something. Because they do look a little similar now that I'm looking at their face shape and just the eyebrows and everything. Very similar, guys.
None of you do. At least not yet. Grace and Cindy.
All right, guys, so that is the hour. I believe that's all we can do, especially with my computer kind of acting funny. I think I need to buy some new thermal paste, actually. I really think that's the problem. I got some old thermal paste, and I don't think it's really that good. And my computer's been idling at 60°C, which is pretty high to be idling at, honestly. It is a little hot, but it's not that high. So basically, I think I'm just gonna go ahead and, you know, do some more maintenance, take off my fans a little bit, and put a nice, good, you know, what they say, like, do a check mark with it. But I can buy some stuff right from the store, and it's good stuff. It's name brand stuff. So I'm gonna go buy some of that probably tomorrow, and just work with it and see if I can't get my temps down a little bit. Maybe things won't stutter and we won't have, you know, these kinds of problems. Cause like I was running a game and I was like 85°C, and I'm like, dude, that's pretty high. It's not like super high, but it's still pretty high. I didn't have anything like where my computer was shutting down, but yeah, it's a little higher than I'd like it to be. So, alright guys, we will see you guys next time with more, unfortunately, it's gonna continue a little longer. We might not get to Lust Academy, and I may have to shove some stuff in later around Christmas. But, we'll see. I mean, I'm not in any hurry. It's not even really a Christmas, like, there's no Christmas stuff going on in that one right now anyway. But, you know, it was just something I was gonna try to get working on by December. But this is taking a little longer, right? So, it's cool. We'll get everything worked out. And yeah, I don't have Fetish Locator for you guys right now. Again, my computer's just kind of acting a little funny. I'm going to try playing some harder games on it just to see what it really can, what it really does. And if it does shut down on me or start getting the stuttering real bad, then yeah, we're just going to cool everything down, turn everything off, and basically get it fixed up and ready to go. It happens sometimes with computers, and that thermal paste probably wasn't worth a damn. It's been sitting there for a while, so I mean, it kept it cool for a little bit, guys. I mean, I was on 50 temps for a little bit, and 40 temps, you know, but I want to go back to 30 temps, if I even can, you know. I wanted a nice, cool temperature. So, alright, guys, I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust, not Lust Theory, but more Returning to Mia. Definitely more Returning to Mia. This is where shit's gonna get really good. There's gonna be a lot of drama. There's a very good chance I'll finish Mia. I wanna try to finish Mia. I wanna try to finish Chasing Sunsets, or at least get to the point where we can't do any more of it right now. And there's a couple more games I want to try to finish. Like I said, this is going to be our wild card week. So I don't know how long it's going to take me to do all the computer maintenance tomorrow. And it might be a little later before we start. But we'll be doing basically the Arrowgate games. And we'll be doing the AVNs at the same time. We're basically going to do everything and throw the comics in. I'm just going to really throw out as much as I can until January, where we go back to a standard schedule, which will start with AVNs, you know. And then, of course, February, you're Arrowgate, and then March, we have AVN, and then, of course, you know how it goes. I'm not going to go through the whole fucking year for you. But all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time. I am out of here.